Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Montreal, just about to wrap up our live shows here, and I am high atop the city with Karina. Karina, why don't you tell everybody where we are, because the visuals are incredible here.
Well, right now we are at the Au Sommet Place d'Anmarie Observation Deck. It's actually a 360 view of Montreal. It's the best place in Montreal to see all of Montreal in one shot. So we're about 185 meters above ground, so you really get to see the Mont-Royal, you get to see the Old Port, you get to see all the different landscape that makes Montreal what it is and get a glimpse of what the city has to offer.
And, I mean, it's pretty windy, but we're safe. I should point out that we are not out in the open air. We're in a nice observation deck, but you can see everything, like where the Olympics was so many years ago, right?
That's true. So actually, our observation deck is there's a indoor deck, and there's also an outdoor deck for those people who want to venture outside and see, you know, feel the experience of being outdoor as well. So the observation deck consists also of an exhibition. So we have an interactive exhibition, a floor below. So after you saw the whole city and you got to see all the different landscape, then you get to find out more about what is there to do in the city. So essentially, we invite you to discover our exhibition called #MTLGo. With your interactive bracelet, then you'll get to see the different videos on the 11 key themes of Montreal. Let's say you want to find out more about gastronomy, there's videos where we tell you where to go eat and places that Montrealers like to spend time, brunch and poutine, and there's also different other subjects that you can discover, such as the different neighborhoods in Montreal. There's Le Plateau, so there's a whole section just on that. There's also another section on just the Old Port, so it gives you a glimpse of what is there to do, what people like to try, and then as you go along and you go through the exhibition with your bracelet, you will scan the activities that you would like to do, and at the end we invite you to do 4 missions in the city. So it's kind of like the Amazing Race.
So we've got the wristbands, and then yeah, you get this printout, and I think we're gonna travel the city after this, okay?
Exactly.
But it really is. I mean, it gives you an opportunity to not only see the city, like you're saying, but to then go and experience it. So you get to see it in motion in these videos. And now, well, here's a printout. Go and do it all. So it's really awesome.
It is, actually. So that was the main idea when we decided to build this venue, because we really wanted... We didn't just make it for tourists. We made it keeping in mind what Montrealers like to do. So we said if it's good enough for Montrealers, it will be good enough for the tourists. So keeping that in mind, that's how we built this whole project. So we want it to be the place where you start your visit in Montreal. So once you arrive in Montreal, you don't know what to do. You don't need to spend time reading all those books. You come here first. You see the whole city in 360, and then you do the exhibition, and then you go and explore the city.
Let's talk about one more really important visitor that you had here. You were telling me, because there's some pretty big, big people that show up here. So tell me about earlier this year.
So we had the chance to have our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. So he came here over the summer, and it was really exciting. So he got to see Montreal in 360, but also in our observation deck, there's also a section where you see black and white photos of that retrace the history of Place d'Anmarie, this building, which was actually built in 1962. So in one of the photos, there's a photo of...
Dad,
Pierre-Éliott Trudeau. So it was really great for him to see these images and experience a place where his dad had been and was, you know, part of the project. So it was really exciting.
The only time I ever see my dad, and if I go to the post office and there's the picture of him there, it's not quite the same. It's not as special. Where can people get more information then about this?
So they can go on our website at Osommet, AUSOMMETPVM.com. So they just visit our website and they'll find all the information. And the greatest thing is that for the holidays, we're open from December 23rd to January 7th until 10 p.m. We usually close at 6, but now we're open until 10 p.m. so people get to see Montreal by night.
Well, yeah, because with all the Christmas lights, too.
Exactly. And we offer special rates during that period because we want, you know, Montrealers who have, like, you know, out-of-town family coming to visit. So it's a great experience for them to see it. So it's $15 per adult and $10 per child.
So. I was going to say, so when everybody's filling out their Christmas wish list this year, you guys are doing that for what people can do in the city.
Exactly.
So there you go. There's no excuse to not have time to come and check it out, right?
That's right.
All right, Karina. And again, we've got all those pictures on our website at montreal.jbonair.com. Okay, so let's go experience the city, all right?
Okay.